RV industry sees boost from state support. The 2026 RV Industry Power Breakfast, held at the Northern Indiana Event Center in Elkhart, Indiana, kicked off with a sold-out event that brought together over 1,400 people. The event featured a breakfast buffet and a general program that provided an update on the state of the industry. MC'd by Gary Sieber of WNDU-TV, the event was hosted by RV Business and facilitated by BJ Thompson Associates. The event began with Indiana Governor Mike Braun taking the stage to discuss his time in the RV industry. As an entrepreneur and public service leader, Braun shared his insights on how the state can support the industry during a difficult time. His comments highlighted the importance of government-private sector partnerships in driving growth and innovation. Braun emphasized that the purchase of an RV is a highly discretionary decision, and as governor, he aims to create an environment that makes doing business easier for the RV industry. He pointed out Indiana's unique geographical advantage, which allows it to reach more commerce in 2 days of ground transportation than any other state in the country. The governor also touched on the state economy, highlighting Indiana's position as the number one state in advanced manufacturing per capita. This comparative advantage should be leveraged by the industry to continue growing and thriving. As part of his remarks, Braun conducted a ceremonial signing of Indiana Senate Bill 13, which removes outdated braking system requirements for trucks transporting towable RV chassis. The measure takes effect July 1 and is seen as a significant step forward for the industry. The bill was authored by State Senators Blake Doriot, Linda Rogers, and Michael Kreider, and its passage demonstrates the state government's commitment to supporting the RV industry. Braun invited industry leaders to contact his office directly if they have any concerns or issues. Braun emphasized the importance of collaboration between government agencies and industry stakeholders. He encouraged attendees to reach out to their state representatives and senators if they need help with any regulatory or legislative issues. The event was streamed live via a webcast for those who were unable to attend in person. The 2026 RV Industry Power Breakfast is sponsored by several key industry partners, including Ericsson Incorporated, Cummins Incorporated, Dometic, Forest River Incorporated, Genesis Products, and others. As the RV industry continues to grow and evolve, it will be important for state governments to remain supportive of the sector. By providing a business-friendly environment and addressing regulatory hurdles, states can help drive innovation and growth in the industry.